There's just some weird crap in the news, but this is the weirdest friggin' thing ever, man. So they said in the news today, three babies died from herpes.
No, three babies haven't died. One baby has died. Three haven't.
Oh, okay. Erase what I just said. Here's what I read. One of these babies died from herpes.
And it's a set of twins.
Yeah.
One of the twins died.
So they said, well, how does a baby get herpes? Well, listen, this is nuts. This is absolutely friggin' nuts. So when a Jewish baby is born, they don't hire a doctor. They hire a guy called a moyle. He's a rabbi type who cuts off the tip of the penis, you know, the circumcision part.
Right. It's a religious ceremony.
Right. The foreskin. Now, the Jewish guys differ from doctors in that, you know, they're not doing it in a hospital under, you know, sanitized conditions all the time. They do it at your house. And it turns out,
and
Orthodox...
And what do they use? I mean, in terms utensils. Of the snipping, there's a utensil they use?
Yeah. It looks like a Flowbee. No, I don't know what they use. But I'm sure it's some sort of blade or something.
Yeah, I'm just wondering.
Yeah, and it's barbaric. To me, the whole thing is barbaric because the baby isn't anesthetized. You know, you're cutting off foreskin. They hold the baby down. I mean, it's just the whole thing. And also, who's to say you shouldn't have a foreskin? I mean, who knows how that happened? Who the hell knows how that all came about?
Well, if you're going to buy into that whole Bible thing,
right?
You got to do it, I guess.
All right, but they say, you know, for health reasons or whatever. Who knows? I know some adults who had to get circumcised because they had some problems down there, so who knows? Anyway, so it turns out in the Orthodox faith of the Jews, because they don't have just Jews, there's all kind of Jews. There's Jews light, Jews medium, and Jews dark.
Yeah, Jews heavy.
Heavy. Like coffee. Light, medium, and dark. And Jews heavy have a moil who, after he cuts the foreskin off, with his mouth sucks the blood of the baby's wiener.
With his mouth.
Like a homo vampire.
Like, it's just downright whacked out. Now, a lot of the moils in today's culture use, like, some sort of straw device to suck the blood because they don't want to put their mouth on a kid.
And it's sterile.
But these rabbi dudes who are real Orthodox, it's like written in the Bible, you got to use your mouth directly on the wiener.
And in some sects, it is mandatory.
Right.
They don't want the little plastic tube.
So they're saying it could be, you know, they haven't proved it yet, but all three of these kids were circumcised by the same dude.
And he's one of the mouth dudes.
He's one of the actual mouth dudes. Puts the mouth, you know.
And did you see him?
Oh, my God. Would you let your baby's, you know, privates near or anyone's mouth? Especially that dude?
Oh, my goodness. I'm sitting there thinking now all of these little Orthodox boys are thinking, yeah, my first...
Right.
It was with a guy.
Well...
Right.
This cat's got a ZZ Top beard. Not even the ZZ Top beard from 25 years ago when they were doing I'm Just Looking for Some Tush. I'm talking about ZZ Top now. With those gray, nasty beards like an Ayatollah beard.
Ooh.
And, you know, who knows? Maybe the guy doesn't have herpes, but they don't.
Three kids.
They're going to have to look into it.
Well, how else kind of could barbaric? They possibly get it?
I don't know. You don't know. You know, you can't. You
and
gotta,
then what do they do? They're trying to do. You know, I'm sure this guy doesn't even want to be tested.
The dude might not even know he's got like a cold sore situation. He might not even know it. Who knows? You know, I mean, it's not like he's doing it on purpose.
No.
But the whole practice seems whacked out. Whacked friggin' out.
And now to think that you lost your baby.
Yeah.
That story is horrifying.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All this crazy stuff, man, going on. You know, that's bad. Bad news.
You always said if you had a son, you wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I know. I really feel that way. I mean, it just doesn't seem right.
You wouldn't even let a doctor do it?
No, doctors, they say, are worse at it because they don't do a lot of them. And sometimes they screw up and cut off the whole wiener.
Oh, jeez.
That would be bad.
It's been known to happen.
That would be worse than dying of herpes.
Then you got to go, well, what do I do with my kid? Do I make him into a girl?
Oh, forget that.
What do I construct, a vagina?
Do I raise him?
Or
as,
what?
Raise him as a broad?
Do I raise him as a broad or as a dude? One guy, I read his story in Rolling Stone. I think they messed up his circumcision. They said he had like a piece of thread hanging there after the guy was done, and they were faced with a decision. They turned him into a girl.
Oh. And the that guy, can't work.
And the guy, no. Once the dude starts shaving. So,
my rabbi was clumsy.
Anyway, so boy, for years, he was a girl, and he knew in the back of his mind, he said, I don't feel right. I feel like there's a man trapped inside my body. And you know what? There was a man trapped inside his body. But his parents never told him he was really a man. And then he figured it out. And now I think he's married to a chick.
Yeah.
And they give him some kind of fake wiener. Or something. I don't even know what
that is. That's where you could really use some cloning and...
Yep. To clone the wiener.
Yeah.
You know,
he needs it.